tell that district attorney to hold up his action this morning until you can call Burnham and tell him you understand he's made a request to see you and to come in and talk to you and listen to him and then go on and do whatever you think he's got to do. I don't want him to be in a position saying he asked for a right to give his viewpoint and they wouldn't listen to him.
Who is it, Mr. President?
President Westinghouse.
President Westinghouse.
Yes.
Okay.
Don Burnham is one of the best, most socially conscious fellows we've got. We use him on every committee from Job Corps, by God, to women's VESTA programs. We just run his tail off. And he's one of the best friends we've got. So Turner has located him and is indicting him in Philadelphia this morning, or Pittsburgh or someplace. And here's Larry's memo. I talked to Warren Christopher that's about to attach this afternoon. In the proposed lawsuit, Westinghouse is the principal defendant. Seven companies are named. The case is very complex. It basically charges defendants the violation of antitrust because of patent licensing agreements that they have entered. Justice does not think this comes as any surprise to Westinghouse, since they have conferred with Westinghouse lawyers. Westinghouse is represented by Cravath. Yesterday, Don Turner talked to Al Connolly, one of the senior partners, Cravath. Connolly said that this suit would seriously impair the balance payment situation, and he would like to talk to Justice about it. Turner responded he's willing to talk to lawyers about pending case, but said he heard nothing further from Connolly. The papers for the lawsuit have been completed, were officially approved by the Attorney General yesterday. They were sent to the U.S. Attorney in Pittsburgh. The U.S. Attorney received them today and is presently under instructions to file them tomorrow, that's this morning. A press release announcing this has already been prepared. Under the present plan, the suit will be filed and an announcement made tomorrow morning. Since Justice has been in contact with the Western Union lawyers, this is the situation as we see it. Now, Don Burnham, President of Westinghouse, has received word the Justice Department plans to file a civil antitrust suit against Westinghouse. This does not involve any price fixing other charges, but is an effort to make some new law in order to require the licensing of foreign companies to compete with them here in the United States. Burnham is quite upset with Washington that Westinghouse should be included in this new groundbreaking test case on account of his statesmanlike effort to try to overcome the stigma of the recent antitrust prosecution. He feels this suit is bound to have a very adverse competitive effect and also to complicate the renewal of the licenses with Westinghouse broadcasting stations which they have over the country. He has not asked that we try to stop the suit at all, but he has asked and he does require that we be permitted to sit down and discuss the matter with the Attorney General, Mr. Turner, before the suit is filed, so they will have all the information that he has available. Westinghouse is not an essential part of the suit and will be delighted to make any reasonable concession to avoid being smeared. It means a great deal to me personally to be granted a hearing before the suit is filed. Now, if you don't mind, you just call Burnham and just say you understand that he wants to be heard before it be filed, and you're glad to hear him, and get Turner up there to listen to him, and maybe that'll keep him from getting there for somebody else today. And maybe that won't make Burnham too damn mad at us, if he has had a chance to be confronted with his accuser and be talked to, and if he has anything that appeals to a reasonable, fair man, why, maybe you can listen to it and see what the facts are and then do what you ought to.
Okay. You know, I signed that thing at least 10 days ago. It's just a shame that guys, if they want a conference, don't ask for it before coming to you and getting you involved. I think it's just a bad thing for anyone to do. Turner had been in touch with those lawyers, and if they wanted a conference, all they had to do is ask for one.
Well, I would imagine that there was this bad communication between his Cravath firm and him, as it was between you and Christopher. Christopher says the Attorney General officially approved this matter yesterday.
No, it didn't approve last week.
So, this was Tuesday, you see. And that's what Christopher tells our people. Anyway, I'm sorry it's happened, and we just take one a day, and if the facts require it, then we have to do our duty. But listen to him and see, and I think you'll find him a very good, fine man. Now, maybe they have violated the law, but they say this is a groundbreaker and that you making a little new law over there. And I hate to make it this year, but I guess we have to. And I don't know who I'm going to substitute in place of Burnham, but I guess it, Turner will send me some other good man that'll be equally as helpful.
It's just a civil case. I think they exaggerate to me.
I know it, but what do you do, my friend, if somebody makes you mad? You don't help him, do you?
Well,
I'm not going to get Burnham very much to care what kind of case it is. I'm trying to get along with everybody I can right now. And I'm going to tell him that you're going to hear him, and that's all we're committed to do is to listen to him and try to listen to him with an open mind, as I believe you will. And then if it's any good to him, all right. If not, we will at least comply with his request.
Okay, you want to tell him or me to?
I'm going to tell the people contacted me, and then you just call Burnham. Okay. Be sure to get that district attorney first, though.
I'll stop that, and I'll call him after this White House thing.
Yeah, you call Burnham and just tell Burnham that you want to see him and talk to him about it. You understand he's made that request, and he wouldn't have sent it in. The cravath knew it. And that in any event, that's water over the dam. You'll be happy to see him at this. And you and Mr. Turner will listen to anything he's got to say and be delighted for him to bring anybody he wants to. And just be like your daddy. Just smile and laugh, and then, by God, go on and do what's right.
Okay, sir. Bye.